Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
He's Tim Bett. I'm Guy Montgomery. And this... well, this is a dumpster. Together, we're best known for watching bad movies too often. But as the world turns to custard, we got a new thing going on.
We want to create the world's first ever trillionaire and then swiftly remove the world's first ever trillionaire, dispersing their funds to humanity at large.
We're taking your ideas, pitching them against each other until we find one winner.
Welcome to Killionaire.
Hello and welcome to another riveting episode of Killionaire TV.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I told you, it's riveting.
Okay.
I'm Guy Montgomery. That is Tim Bett.
He's not
and
wrong.
And today we'll be talking to two prospective pitchers. Not in the Major League Baseball, baby. These guys are pitching ideas.
Not in the water sense either.
No, yeah, they're not pitchers of water. They are.
Imagine if they were, though.
Some of the world's. Well.
Do you know what I would say, though? The next two contestants. Two cool pitchers of water.
Yeah, two long pitchers of water. They are going to bring us their ideas on how to help fundraise money for some of the world's wealthiest people. And assuming those fundraisers are successful and get one of them to $1 trillion, how we can then take care of business. We are joined in the Killionaire studio today by Ben and Dana. Ben, we'll talk to you first. How do you do?
I do well. How about yourselves?
I do well. I'm also doing well. Tim, fantastic. How are you doing? I don't even think we've spoken to each other today.
I do good.
Yeah, he does. He's a real do-gooder. Ben, just off mic, it's important for me to say this. We were talking about your...
You know you're on mic, eh?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I was saying just off mic before we were talking about something, and now I'm on mic. What Tim's doing is he's having a lot of fun poking and prodding around the margins. He's playing with the form. And on one hand, I admire it. He's relaxed. He's in the pocket. He's having a good time. But on the other hand, he's antagonizing me. He's fucking me off. I want to talk T-shirts. Yes. I like them. You're wearing one. Tell me a little bit about it.
It is two, you called it prawns. I would say shrimp, but we can discuss that back off
you
mic.
Fucking idiot guy.
What do you call them, Tim? You probably wouldn't recognize such fine cuisine.
I don't eat them.
Well, one is inverted and next to the other, making it a 69 shape.
That's right.
Is, I don't need to explain why that's fun.
No, you do.
You don't, but I wish you would.
I didn't know there was an additional significance to the number.
Dana, do you want to field this one? Do you want to jump in and explain why 69 is a fun number?
It's best to learn by experience.
Okay.
Good call.
Go ahead,
words
Ben.
Never spoken. It's made by my very best good friend who makes t-shirts professionally over at Meth Syndicate on Instagram. They're all very stupid and very funny.
Okay.
So, and do they have any good follow, even if you don't buy any.
Do they have any potentiality of becoming a trillionaire?
They don't. That's a
well. Then I won't hear of this promotion.
I'd like to just address the 69 elephants in the room. No one's going to tell me why this number's supposedly funnier than other numbers. Is that what's happening?
Well, as Dana said, you got to go there to know.
Okay. Well, I guess I won't. I will say, I secretly do know. I was playing the fool. I thought the number 69 wasn't funny anymore.
Mm-hmm.
This T-shirt has literally reinvigorated my relationship to it being a comedy number.
Yeah, how deep does that go? Has it reopened the door for other 69s, or is it like in this context depicted by the prawns?
In this context, otherwise, you know, it's just confusing. Dana, we'll turn to you now. How are you going?
I'm doing well this evening.
Oh, well, that's a weight off our shoulders. How
was last evening?
Prone to worry. Yeah, how was yesterday?
Oh, also good. It was a Happy New Year.
It was a Happy New Year. Wow. It's been a long day.
Dana, give me...
It's the Lunar New Year.
Of course.
Give me last night out of 5. What score would you give it?
4. I'll always leave room for improvement.
And tonight, you would give tonight a...
4.5.
Okay, so upward trajectory. Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay, great. Well, look, that's all I need to know. The way that we will begin today... my dear competitors, is I have written down a number between 1 and 69 on a sheet of paper.
Throw up.
Dana, I will ask you first to select a number, and whomever guesses the closest number to what I've written on the page, they get to decide who goes first.
42.
42 from Dana.
The meaning of life.
$1, Bob.
One from Ben. Before I reveal my answer, I recently heard an interesting thing about that 42 being the meaning of life thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
I can't remember all of it, but are either of you guys like computer people? Programmers? You know, hopefully? No, nothing?
No.
So there's something about
Sorry, Tim, that's all we have time for.
What's his name again? Adams?
Douglas Adams.
Douglas Adams was a big computer coder, and 42 is like I think it's a comma or something, which in code can mean anything. So the whole point was everyone interpreted it as being a nonsense answer, but perhaps what he was getting at is that the point of life is anything you want it to be.
The only meaning of life I will accept is in Bart Simpson's Guide to Life.
Which
and
was?
If you really want to find out the meaning of life, you have to turn to page 72. And then you turn to page 72 and it would say, to find out the true meaning of life, turn to page 16. And on it would go. And we'd never find out. Anyway.
Did you know that Douglas Adams and Stephen Fry had the first 2 Apple computers in England?
I did not know that. That's a great fact.
I knew that. Everyone knows that.
The number I picked was 69, which means Dana, on 42, you are the winner. Would you like to pitch first or second?
I would gladly pitch first.
Okay. Well, then, let's hear it.
What we're going to do, Ben, is put you on mute.
Cool. You
think about choosing the smallest possible number in a game of chance. That's stupid. Anyway, go ahead, Dana.
So, have you ever heard of the concept of corporations being treated as people?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't personally understand how this works. It just seems like something, you know, made to help the rich. And I thought we could use that against the rich. Now, instead of looking for a single billionaire to turn into a trillionaire, what if we were to create this trillionaire by taking the current 6 richest people in the world, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, Bernard Arnault, Bill Gates, Larry Page, and Mark Zuckerberg, and turning them into a corporation. A 12-armed trillionaire that I will refer to as Reginald Fluff. Now, why Reginald Fluff? 2 reasons. One, I've taken that name only using the letters from all 6 billionaires. And 2, Reginald Fluff sounds exactly like you would expect a trillionaire to sound. So, with their accumulative wealth of $1 trillion and one extra million dollars, this 12-armed trillionaire will be our ticket. Now, how do you kill a 12-armed trillionaire? You tell them that they have won, that they are this year's Times Person of the Year. Now, have you ever seen the movie King Ralph?
I have not. I haven't even heard of it.
Yeah, I didn't know it existed.
It's the 1991 John Goodman classic, and it starts with the scene of the royal family, the entire royal family gathering to get their portrait taken. But it's set in England, therefore it's been raining, and the wires are wet, And as the camera goes click, there is a tragedy. And the entire royal family is electrocuted. And they have to find the nearest living relative, who happens to be a Las Vegas lounge singer, played by the one and only John Goodman. So we just replicate this scene. Now, you're probably wondering, what about their spouses? What about their wives? Well, I don't know if you've paid attention, but billionaires don't seem to have a lot of luck in the marital department these days. If we wait long enough, all of them will be divorced. Now, we have to find that sweet spot in between them being divorced and remarried, but it will be there. Now, I know what you're thinking, Guy. How are we going to get them to put their egos aside to become a single trillionaire?
That is what I was thinking.
No, we don't put their egos aside. We lean into their egos. We go to each one and we tell them, this world needs a new leader. And you are who we need. Now, we're not going to expect you to do all the work alone. So we're going to create a new person. You are going to have the assistance of five other people. We have to tell each one of them that they are the one that we go to first. Because what do billionaires want more than anything? It's to be remembered in history. Mm. We pitch it to them as they are going to become a historical figure. They are going to be the one to pull the world out of poverty. What they don't know is that this is true, but it's going to be true because we are going to kill them and redistribute their wealth. Do you have any questions?
Wow. Wow. Love that pitch.
I mean, I do have some questions, but I've got to say I've never been inside of an infomercial before in the sense where the voiceover artist says, now I know what you're thinking.
Yeah.
And they know,
I know what you're thinking, Guy.
Yeah, and they say my name and they know exactly what I'm thinking. I like working with the materials we're given, namely six incredibly wealthy people
just
already.
The simplicity of it, glue a bunch of billionaires together.
There's a few,
I love that.
There's a few questions. First of all, though, I want to talk about Larry Page,
okay,
who in every episode of Killionaire we've done all the pitches that have come across our huge desk. I have not seen his name mentioned, which is incredible to me. Is anyone, can either of you give me just a sentence or two on Larry Page's background?
He's the Oracle guy, right?
What did Oracle do?
Software.
Oh.
Yeah.
He
like created like Java or something.
Why does he not get bracketed with the other guys?
Because he sold it ages ago and now he just lives on a yacht.
Is he just living off of interest?
And he has the word scientist in his title. Name a world famous scientist who didn't die 100 years ago.
Yeah, Guy, name one. You can't do it. Dana got you again.
I didn't get a very big chance. Dana's not trying to get me, is he?
Well, it seems like a little bit, maybe. Anyway, for Dana.
I'm trying to get you on the same side.
Okay.
Dana, I've got one question for you. Is it true that if you add up all of these people, their collective wealth is really $1,001,000,000?
According to investment.com, which doesn't give an exact number, but it gives it to the closest billion.
That's incredible. It seems too good to be true, so I am going to believe it.
I would like to ask you about, not about the movie King Ralph, which, by the way, would you recommend watching?
100%.
Who is in the supporting cast?
Ooh, someone who... If you don't have, was not as famous as John Goodman after the fact.
Yeah, yeah, it's okay. You know, if you don't have it on the top of your head, you don't need to tell me. But you focus on the family portrait. You get all of the monarchs together. There's an electrocution. I mean, this sounds like a very unfortunate incident for the royal family. It sounds like pure happenstance. How do we orchestrate this situation where our hands are clean and we guarantee the electrocution goes off without a hitch, therefore eliminating the six billionaires, or the 12-armed trillionaire, as you call them?
Well, I guess you would just have to hire someone to hire someone to hire the photographer. The photographer is going to get the entire blame, but historically, they're not going to be the villain. They're going to be the villain in the moment, but the long curve of history will lean towards them being the hero of the story.
I love that.
Yeah, I mean, the
I was going to name someone as a potential photographer, but if they're going to then be remembered as a hero, it's probably not going to work so well.
Okay, but so we're putting faith in a chain of command here.
It was Ghislaine Maxwell, was who I was thinking.
Also, Peter O'Toole plays the person telling King Ralph how to become royal. I forgot to mention that.
That's important to know.
R.I.P.
I have no further questions as it currently exists. I like the incorporation of Time magazine. I think it's losing respect with the common people, but I think that amongst the elite, that the idea of being Time Person of the Year holds a certain luster that remains. So,
yeah, it's a great plan. I can see it all. I can see it happening. I can see the puddle. I can see the...
You can see the puddle?
Yeah.
How big is it?
It's massive.
Why would they take a photo in or that close to a massive...
It's part of the photo. Because, like, reflective. It looks cool.
They're in it twice.
It's like, you know, distorted reflection. It's not like a perfect... It's not a lake guy. It's a puddle. But it looks cool.
I don't think billionaires look down.
Yeah,
Where are you getting that?
No. I think that's right. That checks out.
Okay.
Okay, Dana. Very great pitch. And now we're going to pivot to our second contestant, Ben. Hello, Ben.
Hello.
Gentle Ben.
Yeah. Gentlemen.
I'm wondering if you guys paired us up for a reason. You'll see why. But
okay. Well, please, Ben, whenever you're ready.
I'm glad I have this printed out as evidence. Versus lateral thinking. So,
okay. Oh, my God.
I have a few tenets that I try to live by, and one of them is, if there's an activity that kills rich people, don't do it. I figure they have the top-of-the-line version of whatever that thing is and still died, so whatever hand-me-down version I end up using doesn't stand a chance. This put me in the unique position to know offhandedly when I saw the call for pitches to know a foolproof way to fake the deaths of some of these bozos. Helicopters. Rich people seem to absolutely love dying in helicopter crashes. So much so that at this point, I doubt anyone is even investigating them. So what we'll need is we're going to have to fake the crashes of 7 multi-billionaires. We'll start with the top 6, and I'm going to admit here, some of these guys are somehow not name brand millionaires. Who the hell are Bernard Arnault, Larry Page, and Larry Ellison? Larry Page is the Google guy, actually. Larry Ellison.
Oh, shit. I got them.
He's the boat Oracle guy. They're both Larry, and they're
mixed
both pieces
up my,
of shit.
My billionaire Larrys.
But don't worry. We've got Musk in there, Bezos, Gates. They're still part of the 6.
The
classics. Their combined wealth, according to my sources at the time, and this does keep changing, and I'm not disparaging Dana's numbers at all. They're probably both accurate. Is just under $1 trillion. But instead of adding the 7th richest person, Warren Buffett, he's going to die soon anyway, so we'll toss Zuckerberg in there for that famous Zuck spice. Now, once we've faked the helicopter crashes, we're going to have to kidnap them and bring them all back to some sort of secure facility. I've worked in a ton of warehouses, and trust me, America is lousy with empty warehouse space. Here's where things get a bit grisly. It's human centipede time.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like we go in reverse order, Musk in the back, Zuck in the front, but I'm open to suggestions. I'm not going to die on that hill. Once these rich dickheads are one single living entity, guess what? So is their money. Boom, world's first trillionaire. And I also have a comment about the wives. Once again, we don't have to worry about them getting inheritance because they're now all guilty of polyamory. They're all off in jail. Huh. Not a problem.
You go to jail for that?
In the U.S.?
Okay.
I don't know what they're doing down there, but...
We're pretty open-minded. I didn't mean to interrupt the pitch.
We're jailing people who are into polyamory.
Polygamy. I'm sorry, not
polygamy. Polygamy, yeah, they're different.
I misspoke.
Ben, please continue. Ignore us.
Yes. So we'll probably need to reveal their existence to the press in order for the accounting to all get squared away. But I feel like everyone in the world wants this, so I don't foresee a lot of pushback. And then we can even toss out in the press release something about merging their assets just to give those...
Yeah.
They're not creative. They want a catchy headline.
That's going to appeal to Tim.
They'll eat that up. And now's the fun part.
Well,
what to do with...
We haven't already had our fun.
The human centipede bit wasn't the fun part.
Hey, you know, you pick your poison. But what do these fellas all seem to love more than anything specifically? That's right, pretending to go to space. So what should we give them? The ground. A shitload of it. We'll fly our creation out to Murmansk, Russia, and place it ever so gently in the bottom of what is currently the largest hole ever dug. Now that our human centrillionaire is 7 kilometers below the Earth's surface, we have some options. I think we make a holiday out of it. Every year, on a date of our choosing, we all, as in the whole Earth, go out to the Kola Peninsula and toss some trash in the hole. It'll slowly fill up, we'll get rid of some trash, it'll take centuries, it'll bring us all together as a species, and it will serve as a reminder that having over $1 billion is an inherently evil act, and will be treated as such. Thus concludes my pitch.
Ben, thank you so much. Anytime that someone mentions a human centipede, I am just full of questions on the biological details and possibilities of it. Do we get a surgeon involved who's like really good at this sort of thing, or is this more of a DIY job, or is it more of a metaphor as it was in Dana's gluing together of these wealthy men?
This could not be less of a metaphor. This okay. is hardcore grafting of mouth to anus from 7 different men. And yeah, I figure we're now going to have the turnaround will be quick, but we promise we find some surgeon willing to do it for the cost of, we'll have 7 working helicopters and we only need 1 to fly them to Murmansk, Russia. So we can sell it. Right. We'll say, hey, we don't have anything up
helicopter.
Front. We'll pay them. We'll pay you with 6 helicopters.
That's great. Know, yeah,
that later. Works. That's got to be worse. I don't have the numbers in front of me.
Yeah, but that's contra. It's off the books. It's very clever. I like you describing it as a human centrillionaire. I really like putting them at the bottom of a hole. It's just some.
Yeah, is it,
something
so
classic
let me
about the hole.
Dig into that a little bit to yeah. please.
Do you need trash suggestions? Because I only have 2.
Is your intention to keep all of these people alive in the hole, stitched ass to mouth, for as long
no,
as possible?
No, abandon them immediately and start filling it with trash at whatever pace we want. So if they're able to live off some of the trash and it doesn't crush them, that's fine. But there's no way they're getting out.
Do you have any concerns about this particular group of elite money makers in terms of resourcefulness of them finding some way to get their way out of the hole? It feels very Bond-esque. We're creating a very elaborate situation that it's like, yeah, they're probably going to die, but I'm not watching it. You know, I'm not like shooting them in the head.
So it's technically not my responsibility.
I guess that's the upside of it, but it's risky is the downside.
Yeah, I understand the concern, but I don't think any one of these dinguses is crawling 7 kilometers, even if they weren't sewn to 7 or to 6 other men. I think that's 7 kilometers up. That's all elevation. Who knows what the actual, I don't know the diameter offhand.
It's me neither, man.
We'll figure it out when we get there, but
yeah.
I just don't see that, you know. Have you seen them? I don't think they've got a lot of martial arts training or anything.
Yeah, I think
like
you're
that.
Right about that.
I feel like Jeff Bezos is surprisingly strong, but that is kind of by the by.
He's famously been taking steroids and a lot of them, so he'd be our one. Oh. But he'd be second from the back. So he's living off what is Zuck? The whole meme is that he likes Sweet Baby Ray's. That's like the planted meme. So he's getting 6th generation Sweet Baby Ray's at that point.
Right.
There's no way he's going
to
have
assuming people are kind enough to throw Sweet Baby Ray's into the hole in the
first place. I
don't
even know
what
a Sweet Baby Ray is.
It's a sauce. It's a barbecue sauce.
Oh, because he had it in the video.
Yeah.
It tried to make it seem like he was weird.
Like humanized my
too hard to do that.
That's what I'm saying. They added a fake weirdness to it.
Yeah,
I guess to try to. I really don't know.
The authentic weirdness.
It worked, though. We all thought it was actually something he was into.
Oh, yeah. Can you just.
It was quirky, like Zooey Deschanel.
Hold my hand again, Ben, between staging the helicopter deaths and getting them all together so that we can stitch them up. Can you just walk me through that process one more time?
Sort of the timeline or getting to the warehouse?
Just like the cliff notes on that, just because I dipped out to write a note and then I came back and we had them all sewn together, but I couldn't quite remember how we managed to pull that off.
We're faking 7 helicopter crashes.
Yeah, I got that.
And these guys love to fly in helicopters. I'm out here. I'm a transplant to the Bay Area, so I see them. I'm a large white man. I blend in amongst them. They don't know that I'm some redneck from the East Coast. They haven't figured it out yet. But I have a lot of redneck friends from the East Coast who are helicopter mechanics. That is true. Not a lot, but more than three. And
a lot to me.
They,
you have $3. You've got a lot of dollars.
Are they cool guys, Ben?
Two are.
I used to buy magic mushrooms from a helicopter engineer.
Was he a cool guy?
Real cool guy.
Is he still
cool?
Sounds
like a cool guy.
Yeah. As far as I know. I haven't seen him in a minute.
But I don't see them putting up a lot of fight against. I think they think this is a great plan. Because, again, they're just, you know, from my bumblefuck town. And, you know, we like to have fun in small towns.
You got to make your own fun.
That sounds fun. Yeah. So, yeah, I think getting a hold of seven helicopter mechanics, and let's be honest, they're probably flying out of a lot of the same airports. You probably only need, like, maybe three. Mm. You bribe them with, what, $50 and a promise that they can have any of the 500,000 Teslas that just got recalled?
Yeah.
And
you're right about that.
Yeah, they'll be – I think they're – and then, again, the warehouse space, we're lousy with the stuff out here.
Yeah, I've got one final question actually related to that, if I may. Can you tell me just briefly a little bit about your warehouse experience? I feel like this is going to be important as to the weighing up of whose plan is stronger here.
Sure. I don't want to name company names because
coward.
Several of them still exist and are large enough to be weirdly litigious.
Yeah, you realize what we're doing on this show, right?
You're talking to me?
Kind of everyone, I guess, but more to Ben.
Yeah. We'll start from my first warehouse experience. I was a landscaper in high school because, again, there's nothing where I'm from. So you just drive a tractor around places, and there's a lot of just storage for, like, beer companies, just huge refrigerated warehouses, train depots. And so, and you can just go in and out of them. There's no – I mean, if you have a tractor within a quarter mile of you, you can just walk right inside. There is no security. I've been near – billions of cans of all the shitty beers that we have out here just stacked up in neat orderly rows and no one's batted an eye. So, I mean, every now and then you drive the tractor through it actually to get to a different part of the lawn. They don't give a shit. So,
Good to know. This seems like
the
an
warehouse
asset.
Is honestly, that's the easiest part of the whole
thing. Yeah. Okay. We've got a man with knowledge on the inside.
Well, I think we've heard enough from both of you, Ben and Dana. What we'll do now is we're going to break to confer with one another as we discuss the merits of your respective ideas. And when we come back to you, we will have made a decision as to which idea will be winning this episode of Killionaire TV. Thank you both for your time so far. And
stay right there.
You'll be with us.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Thoughts, Guy.
I like both of the ideas.
I like both of them, and I like the similarities between them.
Yeah, they've sort of. I think you probably start. You pick the fruit of which is the six of them or seven of them together. Oh,
great pitch, Ben.
I don't know. People could unmute themselves.
How
anyway,
we hear that. and that's really sweet. that endears him to me. I feel like that's the idea. And then what they've wrapped around them, they're both so different. I just have to say this because it's an unconscious, come conscious bias.
Come conscious.
Yeah, I'm really conscious about my cum. And I'd also say that Ben is a silken voiced motherfucker. That guy has got.
Yeah, I know, but don't let that.
I know, but I just have to address
you.
It because it is undeniable.
I know.
That guy has
Listen, there's no getting around
he's
it.
He's got a voice like honey. It's crazy.
It's a great voice. Forget warehouses. This guy should be doing commercial voice work.
I couldn't believe it. He should at least be on the speakers in the fucking warehouse.
Yeah, 100%. Sell me a mattress, Ben.
Yeah.
Talk to me about it. You know? Tell me about the soft, cushiony layers and the pillows.
No, I just had to say that because it was all I was thinking about. Yeah, and now we can talk about ideas for what they are.
Dana, Reginald Fluff. Big fan of that name.
Yeah.
Did a lot of heavy lifting for me in terms of
the creative. Point. It's a lot of fun. They've also, interestingly, both taken central conceits from different movies, very different movies. We've got The Human Centipede and Ben's idea, and we've got King Ralph, was it?
Yeah. And Dana's, which sounds like something we should check out, actually.
It does sound like quite a good time.
I like Dana's reference also to all these rich billionaires being destined for divorce. I don't wish divorce on anyone except billionaires.
And it's true. I mean, you know, you see these stories come, like Elon Musk, Zuckerberg's the closest thing to a family man I know of these guys because, you know, you've got your...
Terrifying.
Yeah, you've got your Musks, your Gateses, who everyone assumed was okay but because he wore glasses, which is like such a classic trick.
I also like Dana's leveraging of the corporations as people thing to get him kicked off, you know. But the helicopters thing is really attractive to me because he's been so right about that. Rich people fucking love helicopters and helicopters fucking love killing people.
So in this, we stage their deaths and then stitch them together and put them in the hole and no one
knows. We reveal it. It sounds like maybe we reveal it afterwards.
As a holiday.
Unfortunately, the Q&A portion has ended. But the way I understood it is, we fake their death so the world media is like, oh, these guys died. But then secretly we stitch them up and then maybe we reveal it while we throw them in the hole.
It's a pretty big assumption to think everyone's going to be on side with that.
Oh, are you kidding me? Everyone's going to love it. Have you met people? They're going to fucking love it. My vote's with Ben.
Yeah, look, I want to fight for Dana, but I'm with you. My instincts are telling me Ben.
All right, here we go.
You tell him.
Thank you so much for waiting. We've just had a pretty spirited discussion, but we have arrived at the same Larry Page on who will win this edition of Killionaire.
That was improv. He didn't even write that down.
No way. Let me see the pad.
No. So we've got two fantastic people, ideas, pitches, movie influences, and ultimately plans to execute a trillionaire. We have a metaphorical version of gluing a bunch of billionaires together to form a trillionaire whole. And then we've got the literal embodiment of that in Ben's plan. We have Reginald Fluff, a name that I am a big fan of. I like a good name. Yeah. I like a funny name, Reginald Fluff. It does sound like a cartoon villain, hyper rich dude.
This is the human centrillionaire, which is also a
fun
good phrase.
Really good. We've got helicopters. I'm a big fan of helicopters, as I mentioned to Guy moments ago. Rich people love helicopters. Helicopters love killing people. So this does work in tandem. Ultimately, despite the strength of both pitches, we have agreed that Ben's pitch was stronger today. But Dana, I want to recognize all of the fantastic details that we love so much about yours also. Would you like to say anything first off, Dana?
Oh, it's just an honor to be here and join in the group effort of killing a trillionaire.
For comedy.
So thank you.
For comedy, yeah.
Comedy.
Thank you, Dana. We appreciate that. And Ben, in your moment of victory, is there anything you'd like to say?
It's an honor just to be nominated. You know, it was another great pitch against similar thinking.
They say great minds think alike, but then they also say small minds seldom differ. I don't know which one you two fall into, but I guess you get to choose.
You can choose now.
Bit of column
like.
A, column B.
Yeah,
Dana's chosen both. Very good. Okay, well, We've made our choice. Thus concludes this episode of Killionaire. Thank you both so much for joining us and putting the time in. And Ben, the final word goes to you.
I was about to say, may I be a dickhead and plug two things?
Yeah, you've already been a dickhead and plugged one thing at the start, so why not add two more?
You've also plugged seven people together. I mean, I don't know why you're asking for permission at this point.
Hey, you know, I'm just trying to be polite. I had permission to do both of those things.
Wow, yeah. Kind of. Go ahead.
I'm in a band called The Throw Ups. If you can believe that name wasn't taken, we're very good and we have stuff to buy.
I can't believe the name wasn't taken.
I'm in a less good but very silly podcast with another one of my redneck buddies called Road Sodas. If anybody wants to check that out, it's on everywhere that you'd expect it to be.
Ben, give me
that. This was fucking awesome. I just want to say that.
Well, Ben, let me ask you this: what's the Bandcamp link for the Throw Ups?
It's probably the_throwups.
Cool.
.bandcamp.com. But we're on Spotify as well.
Where everyone's
iTunes.
Off Spotify now, man. It's time to record. They're going through tough times.
We're on iTunes.
Everyone's got a title now.
Yeah. But yeah, we're on Bandcamp.
Fantastic. Thank you again, both. See you in the winner's circle. Ben, Dana, hope to see you sometime in Canada, right?
Canada, yeah.
PEI, Prince Edward Island, one of the most beautiful parts of this godforsaken globe. Peace and love, man. Peace and love.
Same to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.